Politicians continually skipped putting the state's employer share of workers' retirement benefits in the bank, instead using the money to go on government spending sprees. So last year, Illinois' long-term pension debt came in at more than $104 billion. This fiscal year, that's ticked up to $111 billion. Dan Long's director of the state's fiscal forecasting agency, which just issued these updated figures.
We're significantly underfunded. We have the largest unfunded pension systems in the country. And, of course, the dollar amount is quite significant at $111 billion.
Long says that means next year, Illinois will have to put about $7 billion into pensions. He says, were Illinois to have paid its part in the past and was left only paying the regular annual tab, that figure would fall to a couple billion. Court decisions have hindered Illinois' ability to minimize costs by cutting retirees' benefits. I'm Amanda Vinicky.